1-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Thursday, May 8th edition. Greatly appreciate the comments. A couple of text messages came in during the break, and I want to talk about his website. John Crawford, and this came in during our conversation with Jonathan. He said, Randy, I can tell you I've spoken with Jonathan numerous times regarding my computer. He's also Jonathan Deke, the computer geek, the ad that we've been running on this radio station for his business. Many of you have texted me or called me to get his number. I've referred you to talk with him. He can remotely repair your computers. He can also provide VPN services. John says, I've spoken with Jonathan numerous occasions regarding my computer and also the two divorces that I've been through. He is very knowledgeable, and in fact, I donated to his effort because I have so much respect for the man. He is very astute, very knowledgeable in many different areas of life in general. If I can credit him for being a young man, he is very impressive. Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that. And I want to talk about his website. The website, I mentioned it on the radio, the number 4FJ.com, instituteforfamilyjustice.com. The phone number there, 231-330-6825. But he also has an email at that website, info@I4FJ.com. And he also has a P.O. Box, P.O. Box 555, Wolverine, Michigan, 49799. Defenders of Family Rights. Ensuring equal custody rights for parents and children because children should not have to lose. Well, if you scroll down, it says, do you need assistance with a case? Ask for your email address, your name, your phone number, and your address, the case number, and the judge's name, and what issues are you having, and you can submit this to subscribe and get a response from them. Basically, the mission, securing the rights of families. The Institute for Family Justice is committed to reshaping family courts by advocating for 50-50 custody as the legal standard. Both parents made the child. They should share in the custody. Ensure equal rights for both parents. Protect the most important asset in our society, our children. And guarantee that all parents have the legal right to representation and the right to a trial by a jury in family court. We advocate for the rights children, or the children's rights to have equal access to both of their parents. We are currently organizing and raising funds to begin litigating pivotal cases with the ultimate goal of reaching the United States Supreme Court and establishing a new legal precedent that would safeguard fairness and justice for families across the nation. They have a team put together for this institute. Jonathan Deke is the founder. Zachary Martin is the trustee. David Murray is the secretary. David Sela is the treasurer, and Chris Garcia is one of the promoters. What the parents say about the Institute is listed there on the website. You can read their story. Brian Hirsch erased father from his child's life has a testimony there that you can read. J.P. Brown, another single father. Dave Murray, he's got a story there to read. And these are all, these organizations listed on this website are all about parental rights. Well, what Jonathan and his team are looking to do is to raise money to provide legal defense and to actually be able to file a case that could go through the court process here in the state of Michigan, eventually ending up at the United States Supreme Court. The Institute for Family Justice Incorporated is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation. All gifts are tax deductible as allowed by law. And they even have an EIN number listed on the website so that you could even write off a donation if you believe in this cause, if you believe in this effort. And it's something that after praying about it, thinking about it, talking with Jonathan, talking with Vicky, we've decided that we want to help bring awareness to the situation, provide people some help, some advice, some guidance in how to deal with these issues, and potentially help them raise money for this legal defense fund where they might be able to find the perfect case to process through the court system, eventually making it to the United States Supreme Court years and years from now at probably huge amount of cost for an attorney to accept the case, but basically make this these changes at the national level. Not only would it affect what goes on in the state of Michigan, but the entire country. So I believe it's a very noble cause that Jonathan has undertaken and his team, and greatly appreciate if you text me family. I'll send you the information on the screenshot, his phone number, and again, the website, the number 4FJ.com, InstituteForFamilyJustice.com. So greatly appreciate him coming on the show, sharing this information. If you know somebody that is going through these type of issues, just text me family, and I'll forward to you the contact information. You can send it to your friend, family member, a neighbor, somebody you know that's going through this. Because, folks, the biggest thing that touched me on this was the story I heard. And I read this on the radio years ago. I forget, Detroit News, Detroit Free, I forget where it was. But basically, this one father, and I told the story last week, had planned in advance with his ex-wife, understanding that he had to have this one particular weekend because his family was having a family reunion. They actually went to some, I believe it was a campground, if memory serves me correct. It was a campground, and people were bringing tents, and they were bringing trailers and fifth wheels, and they were setting up and going to spend this whole weekend together with the entire family. Well, this father was so excited because he was going to have his son and daughter with him to meet his family, to be able to meet all these aunts and uncles and cousins and distant relatives that were coming to this campground. Had it all lined up, had it all agreed to, everything was great. 5 o'clock at the Myers or the Walmart or the McDonald's or wherever they normally had agreed to meet and exchange custody. Well, he was all excited, cleaned up, got his truck washed. Everything was great. He had the tent in the back. They were going to camp there in a tent. And 5 o'clock came, and the wife, the ex-wife, didn't show up. He called her cell phone. It went straight to voicemail. He texted her. He tried to even reach out to her parents. Is something wrong? We had this agreement for this exchange today to take place because I'm leaving to go away for the weekend with the kids for a family reunion. Well, the parents didn't have any idea where the daughter was, didn't know why she wasn't there. So they got concerned. He even went so far as to contact the county sheriff APB alert? Was she in a car accident? Could you check at hospitals to see what's going on? Well, come to find out, after this horrific act that's coming, she actually took the children and left the state. Now, the story didn't actually say whether or not that was against court order, where she couldn't leave the state with the children without a signed written agreement from the father. Didn't go into that detail, but she evidently was in the neighboring state for that weekend with the kids. Well, this dad, so upset, later that night, he went back to his house and blew his brains up. He got out a gun and literally shot himself in the head. Because of the embarrassment he was going to suffer in his mind by showing up at the family reunion without his children. And I remember reading this story, and I got text messages and I got phone calls, and people said, man, I know so many other people that didn't go that far, but man, they started drinking again, they fell off the wagon, they did all this horrific stuff as a result of similar situations like this, what this guy went through. And I thought to myself, if this is that much of an actual issue, if this is what our society has evolved to, but a huge contributing factor to it is because of what Jonathan explained, that there's a financial motivation behind the friend of the court to be adversarial with these parents and not allow them to work out things and work out some type of arrangements that's acceptable, doable by the parents. But they're going to insert themselves and demand things that sometimes parents can't do without any regard to the kids. Well, that's just plain wrong. It's got to stop. And I guess I didn't realize this was such a big issue. So again, if you can go to the website, the number 4fj.com, mail them a check, do whatever, it's tax deductible, and help raise some money for them to see if they can find the perfect case to take to court. That's ultimately the goal. It's right on the website. It's fully explained right there. Just text me family and I'll send you the information. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number two. In the next half hour, I'm going to be interviewing Fani Mantravadi. He is the computer website owner, developer of the website checkmyvote.org. He's going to explain his background, his family situation, and why he felt it was important to be able to check the qualified voter files in the state of Michigan and other states as well. He's got this database system set up in other states, but he's focused primarily on the battleground states, including our state, the state of Michigan. Now, if you've been following, and I read the story yesterday about the lawsuit that was taken to court against Jocelyn Benson not removing dead people from the qualified voter files fast enough. Well, the case went to trial, and the judge, hearing the arguments, decided that the plaintiff didn't have legal standing. This is the exact same justification, legal standard that has thrown out all these other election integrity cases regarding Donald Trump's election of 2020. Well, every single case has been thrown out. His false narrative that the 2020 election was rigged and that Joe Biden didn't, in fact, defeat President Trump. All these cases have been thrown out. 69, 79, whatever the number is. Yeah, Randy, none of that has been proven in court. Why? Because they always fall back that the plaintiff, the person suing the Secretary of State or whoever, didn't have legal standing to bring the case. They were never allowed to actually present their evidence. It's exactly what happened with the Bill Bailey case after the 2020 election here in Antrim County. His attorney, Matt DiPerno, only appealed it to the appellate court after Judge Kevin Elsenheimer dismissed the case. giving DiPerno the ability to appeal it to the appellate court. Well, after the appellate court ruled that Bill Bailey, a citizen in Antrim County, where on election night, the county clerk at the time, Cheryl Guy, and her deputy clerk, Connie Wing, provided information to Jocelyn Benson of the Secretary of State that, in fact, Joe Biden won our county in 2020, not Donald Trump. The appellate court ruled that Bill Bailey didn't have legal standing to bring the case. Well, this is exactly the outcome that I talked about yesterday, where Jocelyn Benson is dragging her feet, getting rid of 26,000 dead people statewide on our qualified voter files. Well, Fani Mantravati came up with this website for you and I and others to check who is actually on the qualified voter files at street addresses. That you can actually do this yourself. Perfect example, if you live in Mishaway, or you live in Lakes of the North, or you live in a development of your own where you know there's a vacant lot. Folks, did you know every single vacant lot, especially here in northern Michigan, has a street address? They may not have a mailbox, but they have a street address. Do you know you can find out that street address very simply by calling your local post office? There's a house here, there's a vacant lot in the middle, there's another house on the other side. Call your postmaster and ask, I'm inquiring about what is the address to this vacant lot on my street. The house on the left is 11087. The one on the right is 11091. Is that one in the middle 11089? It's on the same side of the street. It's in the middle between these two, 087 and 091. Is that one in the middle 089? Well, yes, sir, it is. You can then put that address into this website, checkmyvote.org, and see if there's anybody registered to vote at that vacant lot. Because what they do, folks, is they put in a change of address with the postmaster, unknowing that there's no house there, there's no mailbox, and very simply put in a forwarding change of address right before, months before, a couple of months before an election. Then they have an entity, a person, send a request to the local clerk for an absentee ballot. Mail it to this address. It gets forwarded to God only knows where, and it's voted on and mailed back to the clerk. These are called ghost ballots. Well, we're going to talk to Fani about all this. Checkmyvote.org. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be